Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from Fort Myers, Florida. The other day, I made a comment on either one of my broadcasts or in a daily message over on DrStanley.com that I do not have any competition. Since there is only one of me, how could I have any competition? Because I'm me. Before I went to chiropractic school, I spent a brief amount of time in physical therapy school until I realized that I would be limiting myself in practice. I'm a person who enjoys seeing my limits and pressing beyond them. I had contemplated medical school because I felt that I've been a shoo-in with my grades, not to mention that I was nearing the end of obtaining a degree in physics and biology. But there was one thing I knew that I would never be able to get past, and that was the blood. I even spent a brief stint in nursing school. Again, this type of healthcare was not for me. Anatomy class and working with cadavers was not a problem. It was the blood. At the time I was in undergrad, there was a huge paradigm shift that was taking place in healthcare that already resonated with my Native American culture and practicing lifestyle. Chiropractic school was the perfect choice for me. Needless to say, I was shocked when I learned that I would be spending another 4 years in school. But what the heck? I'd be the same age if I didn't do it. So I did. I will never forget the last day before graduation. There was a large map of the United States on the wall. Each of my classmates went up one by one and wrote their initials where they would be practicing. As we talked amongst ourselves and each classmate strolled up to the map, one of my classmates said to me, "Wow, Loretta, I feel sorry for you." I said, "Why would you say that?" He said, "Because you're here in St. Louis, and with the chiropractic school here, there's a lot of chiropractors, so you're going to have a lot of competition." I said, "Well, that has nothing to do with me, because I'm me. I don't have any competition. There is no competition. That's an illusion." My classmates always thought I was a bit out there. I heard several chuckles from others seated around me. I said, "Even if there are three chiropractors on a street corner and I come along and become the fourth, I'm still me. I have no competition." When it came my turn, I sashayed up to the map and stood several feet away from it, just taking it all in for several minutes. I could hear whispers from the peanut gallery. I have always made it a practice to put a smile face behind my initials. It's just something I've always done. I raised my Sharpie and started putting smile faces all over the map. I could hear everyone laughing. The laughing just kept my Sharpie moving. They were feeding me and driving me forward. Next thing you know, I was drawing smile faces outside the U.S. that clearly represented going across the ocean. I turned around and just stood there and thought, "Watch me." I knew that I would practice for only a few years in order to gain clinical experience. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I did know one thing, and that was I would not be adjusting spines and addressing the subluxation complex for the rest of my life. I was going to take my education and experience to a higher level. The day of graduation, I remember sitting in my seat taking in the entire fantabulous experience. After 8 years, I was complete. There was only one thing I was looking for. I wanted confirmation that my goal was no laughing matter. I was serious. It was no joke. I remember thinking to myself, "I have no competition. I have no competition. I have no competition. If there is any competing to be done, it will be with myself. I have no competition. There is me." And then it came, as the master of ceremonies walked over to the podium, and after a few setup words, he said, "The Student Doctor Award goes to Dr. Loretta Stanley." There it was, confirmation that heading outside the lines was the right thing to do for me, and that $1,000 award had its own symbology of what my future path held. I set up the scene and attracted exactly what I wanted without hesitation, without reservation, and a firm belief that there is no competition. Now here I am chatting it up with millions of people every single week through my broadcast and writing, not just all over the U.S., but all over the world. I am still coloring outside the lines. Folks, if there is anything you should remember about you, that there is really only one of you. There is no one else like you. There is no comparison. If you are going after what you desire and being true to yourself, there really is no competition. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Dainada gohaya, and remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.